Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
And so we're going to the Russians and the Ukrainians to sit at their feet, and Ruth is trying to put together tickets and visas and all the stuff it takes to get you all through these countries. And I was to fly out at 5 o'clock on the first trip, and she got our last visa at 3 o'clock on that day. And I remember landing in the winter in Moscow in the former Soviet Union, and there begins a pilgrimage that was going to begin there, that was going to last for the next 4 years, of sitting at the feet of believers in persecution in 72 countries up until today, where we were able to sit at the feet of 600 of them and ask them, teach us. Not only teach us what you do in persecution, but teach us the essence of who you are and how you use persecution to grow and deepen the faith. The first 10 or 12 pastors and deacons that I interviewed that had suffered greatly under the former Soviet Union in Russia, losing their homes, having their churches closed, but all of these guys had been in prison for a significant amount of time. And hearing their stories were one of the most threatening things to me, because in my Baptist college and my seminary, and it's almost like the ideology of my whole church is that Satan has told us a lie, that the Bible is an old book. It's a record of what God used to do, with the implication being God's not doing that any longer. But all of a sudden, I'm interviewing Daniel in the lion's den. I'm interviewing and sitting at the feet of Paul and Silas. I'm sitting and listening to a story that's just like the Bible is bursting open, and I'm interviewing the three young men in the furnace for refusing to bow to the king. And if the Holy Spirit is just confined to history and the pages of that book, then God is not only acceptable, He's controllable. But when those pages are burst open and what was true is true, then all of a sudden my journey to find out, is there such a thing as resurrection? If there is no resurrection, that changes everything. That's my Somali experience. But now I'm hearing these stories in the former Soviet Union, and if the resurrection is true, it changes everything. And when the Bible becomes present active tense, not only is God out of the box, there's no box. It's burnt. It's ashes. And I hear these stories and I'm so incredulous. I'm not professional. I sort of fuss at these men. Why haven't you written this stuff down? Why haven't you made films out of this? This is Hollywood quality stuff. And I chastised them so much. A very kind pastor just took me by the arm and took me to the east window of the house. And he said, I understand you have three sons. I said, yes. He said, how often did you get up in the morning and take your sons to the eastern window of your house and say, look, boys, the sun's coming up in the east? I said, I've never done that. He said, why? I said, people would think I'm crazy because the sun always comes up in the east. He says, that's why we don't talk about persecution. It's like the sun coming up in the east. It happened to our great-grandparents. It happened to our grandparents. It happened to our parents. It happens to us. It'll happen to our children. It's like the sun coming up. Persecution for us is just normal.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.